service brings you 15 minutes with Charlie Adams and his Western All-Stars. Howdy, friends and neighbors, this is John Scoggin. Here to start off the program with a bang is Charlie Adams and all the boys with one of his newest recordings, I'm a Railroad Daddy.
Well, I'm a railroad daddy on a hip of dust. I can't love a woman that I can't trust. I'm a railroad daddy, and I'm leaving today. I hear the trains are coming, it's only going one way. Gonna leave you, baby, don't mean maybe. Gonna leave you, and I'm leaving today. Well, you look like an angel, but you love like a devil. Your love and me was not on the level. I'm a railroad daddy. Oh, hear the whistle blow. You didn't want my loving, you just wanted my dough. Gonna leave you, baby, don't mean me, baby. Gonna leave you, and I'm leaving today. I'm a railroad daddy, and I'm leaving today. You didn't want any loving, you just wanted my pay. Gonna leave you, baby, don't mean me. Gonna leave you, and I'm leaving today. Mama, gonna turn you loose, so just wave goodbye to my caboose. I'm a railroad daddy, and I'm leaving today. You didn't want my kisses, you just wanted my pay. Gonna leave you, baby, don't mean me, baby. Gonna leave you, and I'm leaving today.
Charlie, today now for the benefit of some of our listeners, I want to talk about control of undesirable hardwoods. As you may or may not know, those poor quality hardwood trees growing in your pine woods are costing you a lot of money. Now, it may sound a little odd to you that today we're telling you to get rid of trees. Well, usually we tell you to plant more of them. Just as it's important for you to keep fire out of the woods, it's also important for you to keep those wolf trees out of your pines. And if you are to make the most profit from them, I've got some good advice for you. I'll tell you more about that, though, in just a couple of minutes, just as soon as Charlie plays us another song. How about
Thank you, John. We really have a good poker number coming up now. Red, if you'll get on that accordion of yours, let's hit off with this Patty Ruski polka.
Thank you.
you, Charlie. And like I said before, folks, those undesirable trees are cutting into your profits. There are thousands of acres in the East Texas piney woods being taken over by scrubby hardwoods after the mature pines are cut. For the first couple of years, that's all right, for the hardwoods help shield the small pine seedlings from the hot rays of the sun. After that, they need the sunlight themselves. So get rid of those undesirable hardwoods. Now, we don't mean that you should go out and kill all the hardwoods on your place. In the first place, unless there is a stand of pine trees underneath the hardwoods, you probably would just be wasting your money. So deaden only where pines will be released. Then be sure that all of your valuable hardwood trees are removed before you start, which leaves only the worthless, undesirable hardwoods for you to deaden. Now, those trees are the ones that we're talking about right now. And if you're one of those farmers whose pine crops are suffering because of these undesirable hardwoods, the solution is simple. It's easy and cheap. Now, here's all you have to do.
Now, wait just a minute, John. Now, you've been talking a long time, and don't you think it's about time that we boys do a little number? So while you straighten out your notes and how about us playing another tune here while you get
your notes? Fine. Charlie, now, you know I don't need any notes to remember how to use that M8245T that I'm going to tell the folks about, or how to girdle to deaden trees. But you go right ahead and play if you've got something good, that is.
Well, thank you, John. Here we go with Pee Wee on the vocal doing at the end of the line.
Until now, dear, but they tell me that true love is blind. But right now to me it's as plain as can be. You've come to the end of the line. You thought I'd be left broken-hearted. You thought you would leave me way behind. But right now to me it's as plain as can be. You've come to the end of the line.
I guess about the best way for you to get rid of those small, undesirable trees of yours is to use the chemical known as 245T. Now, the district foresters of the Texas Forest Service have set up several demonstration areas in order to help you solve your undesirable hardwood problems and to test the effectiveness of different methods of control. And here's what they say is all you have to do. Mix up a solution of 1 gallon of 245T to 20 gallons of diesel oil, and simply spray it all around the base of the tree and up the trunk for about 2 feet. And be sure the bark is saturated. This is recommended only for trees 8 inches or less to prevent sprouting. Now, on trees above this size, girdling alone will generally suffice. A single hack girdle around the trunk of the tree is in which a solution of 245T is used is also very effective. And that's all there is to it. The kill is very quick, and in a few days' time, most trees will start to wilt. A few species, like hickory, die more slowly, but usually one application is all that's required to kill any tree. It doesn't affect the spray in any way, but it will make your work easier if you add a little red stain to the solution when you mix it up. You see, after a few days' time, the oil is pretty well soaked into the bark, and it's hard to see which tree has been sprayed or not. 245T can be purchased from garden stores or chemical houses. Your district forester will be able to advise you on the use of it or on other methods of controlling your undesirable hardwoods. Charlie, have you got time for one more song?
Yes, John, I have. I think we have time, but it's going to have to be a fast one, though. So if George get here on his fiddle here and get going with a little old breakdown called the Beaumont Rag.
This program now, but here's one more thing for you to think about. ASC payments are available in many East Texas counties for woodland and pasture improvement work of this type. That is, providing applications are approved in advance. Neighbors, Charlie Adams and his Western All-Stars will be back with you again real soon with more music and help with your forestry problem. Charlie Adams and his Western All-Stars have been presented by the Texas Forest Service, a part of the Texas A&M College System. The program was written and produced by Chester O'Donnell and has been brought to you as a public service feature. Your announcer has been John Scoggins.